Hello, welcome to Weekly Dose with Dr. Uday, where all your questions for your primary care doctor are answered. Our goal is to help our listeners make their wellness a priority and live out long, enjoyable, and fulfilling lives.
All right, we are on. Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode of Weekly Dose with Dr. Uday. I am here with Dr. Mukanga. She is giving us her time today. We really appreciate it. So the topic today is going to be about bad breath. And this is a very important topic because I get patients that ask me about this all the time. And so we thought we'd get the specialists in here to answer some of the questions. So thank you so much, Dr. Mukanga. So I'm going to start actually with introductions and then we'll get right to it. So for those that don't know me, my name is Dr. Uday. I'm a board certified family medicine physician. I co-own a primary care practice, namely Apple Valley Family Medicine. And my goal is to have my patients feeling and looking good. So Dr. Mukanga, I'll have you introduce yourself, but welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much, Dr. Uday, for having me. I truly appreciate you and the opportunity. So I'm Dr. Valerie Mukanga. I am a general dentist and I am the owner and founder of Healing Wings Dental, which is a dental practice located in Arlington, Texas, which is in Dallas-Fort Worth area. And what we do is we help people, our patients, regain their wings by helping them maintain and also restore their oral health and smile.
Awesome. Awesome. So what would you say about this topic, Dr. Mukanga, about bad breath? What causes it?
Oh, so there are many, many different things that can cause bad breath. First of all, lack of proper oral hygiene. And that's what us dentists really, you know, zone in on. Because when you have accumulation of plaque, you don't brush your teeth properly, you do not floss, you know, things like that, then that can harbor, you know, food and bacteria and plaque to just stay there and cause bad breath. So that's number one. You also have some type of food that you may eat, like garlic, like things like that, you know, that can cause bad breath, onions and many other types of food, you know, that can cause bad breath. You also have some type of medication, because medication, when you take it, it can cause you to have dry mouth. And so the decrease of salivary flow in your mouth will cause bacteria to work better, and that will produce acid, and that can cause you bad breath. But you also have some types of diseases, such as like diabetes, that can cause bad breath as well. You have so many different things that can actually lead you to having bad breath. Yes.
Absolutely. So from your standpoint, because I feel like this topic is going to be really straightforward. So how do you fix it? Because that's pretty much what people want to know. How does everybody prevent themselves from getting bad breath and maintaining it?
Okay, so the number one way of fixing that issue is by having proper oral hygiene. So you want to know how to actually brush your teeth. Some people just brush the surfaces of their teeth and they never brush the area between the gum and between the gum and the teeth. And that's where you harbor, you know, food. And that's where, you know, you need to really clean, removing that. And that would help you. You want to make sure that you clean all the surfaces of your teeth, the outside close to your cheeks and your lips, the inside that are close to your tongue and your palate. And you also want to clean the chewing surfaces of your teeth, because we have grooves between. And so you can have food that gets stuck there. So that's that. Besides brushing, you want to make sure that you do floss. You want to floss your teeth because the bristles of your toothbrush are too thick and they don't get between the teeth. So while you're eating, you have some food that gets stuck between your teeth. And if you don't floss, no matter how well you brush your teeth, you can have like flawless brushing skills. But if you don't floss between your teeth, that food is going to stay there, and it can lead to cavities and also infection, which I didn't mention, but can also cause bad breath. When you have cavities, it can cause bad breath. You have gum disease, infection, abscesses. It can cause you also bad breath. So besides brushing the teeth, you want to make sure that you scrape your tongue as well, because between the papillae, you can still, you know, get food that gets stuck in between. And so you want to make sure that you scrape your tongue. You want to make sure that you, and you don't have to do that every day, maybe like once a week. Also, brushing the side of your cheeks and the palate and all of those areas in your mouth, you want to make sure that you do clean. That's number one. Another thing is obviously you want to decrease the amount of food that that causes bad breath. Or if you do eat it, you have to eat it. Like garlic is really good for your health on so many levels. You definitely want to make sure that you drink enough water, because water would hydrate your mouth. And like we said before, decrease of salivary flow can lead to bad breath. So water can not only help you wash out the food, help you wash out the plaque and everything like that, but you can it can also help you maintain, you know, a hydrated mouth, and that decreases bad breath. Also, you can use chewing gums, but you need to be mindful of the type of chewing gum that you do consume. You want to make sure that you use the one that says sugar-free on the package, because it has sugar that is not, it's not actual sugar, but it's sweeteners that is non-cariogenic, so it doesn't lead to the production of cavities. What else can you do? You definitely need to make sure that you do see a good dentist that can help you, because no matter how well you brush your teeth or you floss, no matter how well you do that, at some point, accumulation of plaque would harden, and at that point, you cannot remove it by yourself. So that's what your dentist would be doing. They would help you removing the plaque, ensuring that, you know, your oral hygiene is in good shape. And now, whether you don't have gum disease or you do have gum disease, the different type of cleaning will be determined by your dentist. So if you don't have gum disease, meaning infection of your gingiva or your gingival tissue or your gums, or you do not have infection of your bone, which is the supporting structure of your teeth, then you're getting a regular cleaning. That should be done once every 6 months, or at least twice a year. And but if you have gum disease, so all these conditions that I spoke about prior, then you need to make sure that you follow the instructions of your dentist, because most people at that point, when they have gum disease, it would be recommended for them to come at least every 3 months. But, you know, you have in some cases 4 months. So you have to follow the directions of your doctor. You can also use water picks. Those help, you know, and if you're not able to use the regular floss that comes in string, you can also use little flossers that can also help you. So those are some of the things that can help.
So the water, you know, the water, I guess, picks, water or picks, the new water flossers, are they as good as the string flossers?
They're good. I would say they don't completely do the job that the actual floss would do, but they can help. So you can use that in addition to flossing.
Okay. And then the other one, you mentioned tongue scraping. So this is separate from using your toothbrush to brush your tongue. You should get a tongue scraper.
Yes, they have little scrapers. They don't cost a lot, and you can find them anywhere where they sell brushes and stuff, and you can just scrape your tongue. Yeah.
Okay. Is there any particular one that is recommended, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. They do a good job, pretty much. Yeah. Okay. You have some that are kind of like, they have different shapes, but they're pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. This is all great information. Thank you so much. So if people that are looking to look you up or schedule an appointment, how can they find you?
They can find us by coming to our office, Healing Wings Dental, which is located on 4101 West Green Oaks Boulevard in Arlington, Texas, in Dallas area. Or they can call us at 972-213-0202. They can also request an appointment in our facilities by checking our website, which is healingwingsdental.com. healingwingsdental.com. But also we can be found on social media by tapping Healing Wings Dental, and you should be able to find us on Facebook, Instagram, on LinkedIn, and even on YouTube.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Mukanga. So you guys look her up. She is amazing. And on the flip side, if you're looking for a quality family medicine physician, call and schedule an appointment with us, Apple Valley Family Medicine. Our website is www.applevalleyfamilymed.com, and you can also call us at 304-350-1087. We would love to help. So I hope you guys have an amazing week, and thank you so much for joining us. Thanks, Dr. Mukanga.
Thank you for having me again. Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, share, and include a review. Don't forget, you're worth it, and your health is our priority. Tune in for another episode next week, and have a great rest of your week.